And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Time for our weekly theater review with our critic, Jay Wynn Russett. Good to see you, Judy.
Good to be here, Tom.
So the show we're going to talk about is called Judy and the General. It's at Spotlighters Theater. I'm glad finally somebody has made a musical about you. I was surprised, however. I know your husband, Alan, for whom I have great respect. He's a very accomplished man. However, one of his accomplishments, as far as I knew, was not that he was a general. So this is very fascinating. I'm glad to hear about it.
But I'm sorry to say, or maybe I'm glad to say, this is not a musical about me.
Uh-oh.
This particular Judy is the biblical Judith of Judith and Holofernes. This musical is a premiere by a local writer, Rosemary Frazino Tui, and she has based it on the Book of Judith, which is part of the Apocrypha. So Judith is not as well known as some of the other biblical characters. Here's her story. Judith is a Jewish widow in Judea in the first century BCE, and she saves her people by cutting off the head of an Assyrian general named Holofernes, who is about to wage an attack. Rosemary Frazino Tui not only turned this story into a musical, but she includes a lot of comedy, including anachronisms and modern references. Judy's maid, who serves as the narrator, refers to Holofernes as one mean dude, which he definitely is. And the maid also says, and you'll recognize this quote.
That's not in my translation of the Bible. Yeah,
I don't think so. The maid also says, everybody ought to have a maid, which you may recognize as a line from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Holofernes' last words are, Judy, Judy, Judy. And after he's killed, one of his soldiers says, go to war, Miss Agnes, which is one of the lines from the late Chuck Thompson, the Orioles announcer. So this is a very light approach to this story. I have to say, I always gave my parents grief about naming me after this bloody heroine. I thought of her as the ultimate end justifies the means gal. But she's a very sympathetic character in this musical, especially as played by Kelly Podsednik. And the show made me feel a little better about my name.
There you go. Of course, Judy and the General, you mentioned it's a musical, and there are some other very famous biblical musicals. I mean, this is good. This is rife picking for these musical writers. Jesus Christ Superstar, Joseph and the Amazing Color, Dreamcoat, Godspell. They're rock musicals. So is this a rock musical as well?
It's not. I would call the score more standard musical theater. Not to say that it doesn't have variety. There's some really catchy tunes that keep roaming around in my head. There's a romantic duet. There's a tango. In at least one case, I noticed a kind of folk sound. There are two sung prayers. There are a couple comic duets for two men. One is called Plunder, Pillage, and Loot, and another one is called A Scary Proposition. That's the tango. Let's listen to a little of the romantic duet. This is Kelly Podsednik as Judy and Rob Wall as her soon-to-be-deceased loving husband.
It was April. Nothing the same all around. Blue like the sky, warm like the sun, shining down. We together forever, ever.
All right, so that's Rob Wall and Kelly Podsednik. They're in Judy and the General at Spotlighters. So you mentioned there's a tune called Plunder, Pillage, and Loot. Interesting.
Yes.
That's the name of my law firm, too. That's interesting. So in this musical, Judy murders a general, you know, who leads an army. That's a lot of people to get on stage. How do they handle that?
Well, there's not a whole army on stage. There are just five actors. And except for the actors playing Judy and the maid, the rest have multiple roles. The musical and stage direction, I should say, is by Michael Tan. Kelly Podsednik, as I mentioned, plays a very sympathetic Judy. She's a character with a heart and a brain. She's a smart woman who gets the job done. I want to say a little more about the maid. She's a very important character. She shows up in almost all of the famous paintings of Judith and Holofernes, and she does serve as the narrator. She's played by Kay Megan Washington, and she has a sense of humor, and she also has smarts, and she really inspires Judy. Rob Wall, whom we just heard, not only plays Judy's beloved husband, but also evil Holofernes. And he has a very funny self-referential line in the last song where Rob Wall sings about dying in both Act One and Act Two. He does a really good job as both the good guy and the bad guy. Wayne Ivusich plays also a good guy, Judy's adoring father, and a bad guy, the dim-witted, power-hungry Assyrian king who's wheeled around on a throne. One of the funniest performers is Richard Greenslet. He plays a variety of supporting roles, all underlings, and he brings a lot of personality to each of these roles. I brought a sample of him singing a male chauvinist tango, the tango I mentioned before. In this song, he and Wayne Isevich are playing the town elders Judy goes to for support.
A woman with a plan might think when she should be at the kitchen sink. But horrors will unfold, what terrors to behold. I think I really need a drink. Stay clear of a woman with a plan.
Beware of a woman with a plan.
It's enough to panic any red-blooded man. There's no dealing with a woman with a plan.
All right. That's Richard Greenslet and Wayne Ivusich in the Spotlighters production of Judy and the General. So, Judy, many great artists have painted Judith and Holofernes, Caravaggio, Michelangelo, and I'm saying that as if I knew that to be true, but you told me before we went on the air, so now I know it to be true. Does this production try to capture any of the imagery of those famous paintings?
Well, not the production per se. The Spotlighters is a very tiny in the round theater. There's not room for a lot of scenery. The costumes have a period influence. This isn't the first stage show, by the way, about Judith. The French playwright Jean Giraudoux also wrote a play about her, but she's much more celebrated in the visual arts. There are reproductions of 10 paintings in the Spotlighters program, including the Caravaggio, which is probably the most famous and particularly gruesome. There also are paintings by Rubens and Veronese, and there are many more. I mean, besides Michelangelo on the Sistine Ceiling, Botticelli, Giorgione, Goya, there's a famous bronze by Donatello in Florence, even the Austrian painter Klimt painted Judith. And the Walters Art Museum has several images, including a very graphic painting by an artist influenced by Caravaggio. I have to say, whenever I would come across one of these bloody paintings when I was traveling, I would send my parents postcards to tease them about naming me after such a bloody heroine. The cover of the Spotlighters program, by the way, is a reproduction of a mosaic by a Canadian artist, Lillian Broca, who's done a whole series of mosaics about Judith.
So here's a play by a really well-liked and highly respected local playwright. What's next for Judy and the General?
Well, the playwright has been working with it at Spotlighters for quite some time. They did a reading there last year. There was a talk back with her after the performance I attended, and she was very interested in the audience comments, and she even asked the audience some questions. So I think that she's still working on it. It's her first musical, and she did write the whole thing, the book and the score, which is a pretty jaunty score. I think there's some glitches. The maid's name is intended as a joke, but it's a kind of off-color joke about the only one in the show. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but the murder of Holofernes needs to be pointed up a bit more. The Book of Judith is still not a pretty story, but it is a heroic one, and it turns out that it makes an enjoyable chamber musical.
All right, Judy and the Generals, it's at Spotlighters Theater until Sunday. We've got a link on our website, wypr.org/midday, about tickets and all that stuff. So I look forward to seeing you next week. Come back to the Five and Dime. Jimmy Dean, is it Cockpit in Court? We're going to hear about it then, right?
Yes, look forward to talking about that.
Me too. Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. We're going to talk about the Trump Company's decision to cut the newsroom at the Daily News in New York. We're going to talk about Mr. Trump, and we're going to talk about a new movie called Dark Money, a film that opens at the Parkway tomorrow night. It's about money in politics. That's coming up tomorrow on Midday. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.